Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business is complicated. So many things have to come together. So many things, some of them good fortune, others are knowledge and understanding. Sometimes it's having the right people in the right place. Sometimes things fall into place, and sometimes you wonder why they don't fall into place. And it would be interesting, because I don't know the answer to this. Is fear something that we're born with, or is it something that we are learned? It's learned because of our culture and our environment. You know, you've seen many times young children, they'll just not be afraid. They'll until they learn that the side of the stove is hot, they will touch the stove, and mama is saying, no, no, don't touch that. Hot, hot, you'll get burned. Or they'll just walk right off a couch. They're standing on the couch, and they'll just walk off and not think of anything of it and fall and hopefully not hurt themselves. So is fear learned, or are we born with it? And it's probably some of both. Some things that we naturally are afraid of, and other things that we absolutely experience in life, and it makes us fearful. And the question you have to ask yourself as a business owner, what are you afraid of? Now, I'm not talking about the normal kind of fear, you know, lock the doors at night, drive carefully, put your seatbelt on so you don't get into an accident, and many other types of fear, but what are you afraid of? And the reason that that's an important question is because fear will keep you from reaching the success that you want to reach. Maybe you're afraid to hire the next salesperson. Maybe you remember a downturn in business somewhere in your business career where you were on the brink of going out of business, and you just were so afraid that you said to yourself, I'll never let this happen again. Or maybe you had a bad hire and you hired someone that you thought was the best person in the world, and they turned out to be someone who you wish you never would have seen before. What are you afraid of, and what fears do you have that are going to keep you from being successful? So you really have to sit down and think about this, and you have to think about when you're making a decision, am I making the decision out of fear, or am I making the decision, am I not making a decision because I'm afraid? And of course, there are two types of fear. There's fear that's real, and then there's fear that's irrational. And we have to determine when you're concerned about something, when you're afraid to make that move, is it a real fear or is it irrational? And if you bring this to your consciousness, if you're aware of it, if you understand it, if you start to think about it, then what's going to happen? You are going to make better decisions. Yes, we should be aware, and yes, there are things that we should be afraid of, other things we should be cautious of, other things we just should be aware of. But where in your understanding of life and in your understanding of business, what's keeping you from going to the next level of business? Because you have people that are doing quite well. They're doing a few million dollars in business. But you look at another business, the exact same business, and they're doing many, many times more. What did that CEO know that the CEO who is doing a modest amount of business doesn't know? It's about the vision, it's about the understanding, it's about the willing to take a chance. And in business, we must take a chance, except we take calculated risks. And that's where the fear really is helpful. If we are afraid of making a mistake, we don't let it stop us. We dig into the decision, we get all the information that we can, and then there's nothing to be afraid of. We know the right direction to go. So always, when you are making a decision, make sure that you are putting yourself in a position where you are looking at it from every angle that you can think of. Because when you do that, you're increasing your chances of success. But don't sit on the sidelines because you are afraid. because you're afraid to move forward, because you're afraid to hire someone, because you're afraid. Here's one that I hear all the time. I'm afraid to borrow money from the bank. Well, why are you borrowing money? Are you borrowing money to pay the bills? Well, that's a good reason to be afraid. Or are you borrowing money for the next expansion, more equipment, hiring a few more people, adding a few more computers? If you're borrowing money for the right reasons, nothing to be afraid of. If you're borrowing it for the wrong reasons, well, you really should pay attention. So fear can work for you. Fear can work against you. Which way are you going to approach fear? This is Howard LeWinter, and I am not afraid to ever, ever talk with you. I enjoy this every single day, sharing with you some information. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.